The Gemara, Masechta Yevamos, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, teaches us an important rule. Kola oyle yibum, oyle lechalitza. That only an individual has, only in a situation where yibum could be performed, is chalitza performed. Yibum and chalitza travel together. And therefore, if a woman is a candidate for Yibum, she's also a candidate for Chalitza. And if she's not a candidate for Yibum, she's not a candidate for Chalitza either. Which opens up a very interesting question. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezer, Simon Aleph, Sif Yud, teaches us. Rabbeinu Gershom teaches us the famous Chaim of the Rabbeinu Gershom. The Rabbeinu Gershom Hichrim al Anoiseil Ishtai. Rabbeinu Gershom decreed a Chaim, somebody marrying a second wife. But he says, Avo b'yom v'ama, when it comes to the Yavama, like Hichrim, there is no such Chaim. The Ramah says, Yesh Chokim, and says, the chayim derei gershim noig vafil b'makam mitzvah, that even where there's a makam mitzvah, in the case of yibum, vafil b'makam yibum, even in the case of yibum, v'tzorach lachlatz. So the question that needs to be understood is, if the Ramah is telling us that the chayim rabbeinu gershim applies even b'makam yibum, and we just learned in our Gemara that if Yibum can't be performed, Chalitza can't be performed. The question is, so how does the Ramah say you can't do Yibum, do Chalitza? If you can't do Yibum, our Gemara is teaching us you can't do Chalitza either. The Gra, in understanding the opinion of the Mechaber, why the Mechaber says that there is no Yibum can be done even if someone has a wife. The Gra says the Mokum Yibum Lehechrim. The Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom says the Gra in explaining the Shulchan Aruch was never instituted in a place of the mitzvah of Yibum. The Pashup Shat in understanding the machloikis of the Ramah and the Mechaber is the Mechaber is following his opinion in Simon Kuf Samachay Sif Aleph that says that even Bezman Hazeh, the mitzvah Yibum takes precedence over the mitzvah Chalitza, and therefore the halacha is Yibum should be performed. The Ramah, however, is following his opinion that Chalitza is preferable Bezman Hazeh, and therefore there's no reason to annul the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom do Chalitza. If that's Pshat in the Machloikis, our question is somewhat answered. Because it's not that the Ramah holds. It could well be that the Ramah agrees with the Mechaber that there is no problem with doing Yibum. In other words, they both will agree, Rabbeinu Gershom accepted that the mitzvah's Yibum takes precedence over the Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom. So if the mitzvah Yibum takes place precedence over the Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom, so then why does the Ramah argue with the Mechaber? Because the Ramah is saying, I always hold Chalitza should be done. And since always Chalitza should be done, therefore, the Ramah says, here too, do Chalitza. If that's Pshat, then the Ramah is not, the Machloikis is much more limited. And it would be pshat then that the Ramah would agree that in a situation where, let's say, it's difficult to perform chalitza, but chalitza must be performed, there has the issue of yibum, where their yibum is done, even bizman hazeh, the Ramah would agree that maybe even if someone has a wife, yibum may be performed. However, there are those that have a different approach to this entire machlokes. There's a Mordechai in Masechet Yevamos. The Mordechai in Masechet Yevamos, Simen Lamed Aleph, quotes the Ravya that says there was an episode that happened when he was still a young man, that there was an elderly Yevama, and all of her brother-in-laws had wives. And the question was, can Yibum be performed or not? And the Mordechai says that all of the Rabbonim in his time agreed that in such a situation, even though there's a Chayim Rabbeinu Gershim, Yibum can be performed. So obviously, it's the Ravya's opinion that Yibum can be performed even when there's an issue with a Chayim Rabbeinu Gershim. And so too is the opinion of the Nemuke Yosef, in Masechet Yevamos, Daf Mem Dalet, the Ritva, also paskins that way. However, the Or Zeruah disagrees. And the Or Zeruah says that the Chayim the Rabbeinu Gershim applies even in a place of Yibum. And the Ritva in Masechet Yevamos of Daf Lamed Tes quotes Rabbi Nesenu HaTzarfasin that says that even if the Yavam has a wife and he still would prefer to do Yibum and not Chalitza, he says even though it's inappropriate, he can do Yibum. But in looking in that Ritva, it's a little difficult to understand. Does he mean to say that the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershim applies? Or does he mean to say that the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershim doesn't apply, but it's still not nice to have two wives? So, as we see now, it's an old Machlokes Rishonim, if there's a mitzvah of Yibum in a situation where it would violate the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom. But in looking into this issue deeper, we find in the Rishonim two different approaches why there is no problem of Yibum even if someone is married and has the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom. One is, as we said, and it seems to be posh pshat, as the Gros says, the b'makom mitzvah like gozer, in a situation where there's a mitzvah involved, Rabbeinu Gershom did not institute his cherim, but the Sefer Truma gives a different explanation. He gives an explanation, Isha hiknu loy min ha-shamayim. He says that this woman is his wife. And if Isha hiktu loy min ha-shamayim, Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom can't make someone who's his wife not be his wife. So, as I saw the Mefarshim explain, that L'chayra, what is this machloikis in the explanation of the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch all about? One opinion holds that the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom is obviously stronger than the mitzvah Yibam. It's only because Isha Hikna Leim Shamayim, that's why we say the mitzvah, that's why we say that the Yibam supersedes Chayim Rabbeinu Gershim. The other man Domer is obviously of the opinion that we don't necessarily Isha Hikna Leim Shamayim. What we're saying is that there is no Chayim Rabbeinu Gershim. So in other words, what we're saying is, the machloikis here is a very fun, this machloikis is a very fundamental machloikis. It's a machloikis in how we understand the mitzvah of Yibam. Do we understand the mitzvah of Yibam as Isha Hiknolay Minashamayim? Minashamayim, this woman is already his wife. And that could be another reason, perhaps, going back to what we discussed in our previous year, why a bracha is not recited when one does the mitzvah of Yibam. Because when is a bracha recited? A bracha is recited only when I'm doing a mitzvah. A man goes and chooses a woman as his wife, and therefore he does, and he's going to be mekayim the mitzvah of getting married, so therefore he makes a bracha. But if Isha hitnu lo min hashamayim, he didn't do anything, and therefore he shouldn't make a bracha. If, on the other hand, we learn that it's not Isha hitnu lo min hashamayim, so therefore we have an issue of Chayim Rabbeinu Gershim, and only we have to explain, as the Gra says, that the Mechaber is of the opinion that the mitzvah of Yibam cancels, the mitzvah of Yibam cancels the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershim. Obviously, the Machloikis is even deeper, because the Machloikis is that there's a concept that we're going to learn many times in our Masechta of Zika. The question is, what does Zika mean? Does Zika mean that there's an obligation, or does Zika mean that there's a relationship? If we hold that Isha Hikdolem Neshmayim, then Zika is not just an obligation. Zika actually represents a relationship. If, however, we learn that Zika is an obligation, then we obviously, but it's not, it's just an obligation, but it's not a relationship, then we don't follow the concept of Isha Hiknaloi Minashamayim. Now we could understand the opinion of the Ramah. The Ramah obviously is going to hold that all, and that maybe is the machloikis of the Mechab in the Ramah. The Ramah holds that Zika only creates an obligation, and therefore it's not like he's already married to this woman. And because he already has a wife, Isha Hikdolei Min HaShamayim. The Mechaber obviously holds that Zika creates a situation of Isha Hikdolei Min HaShamayim. And because it could, so she's already married. So you already they're already considered halachically somewhat married. And therefore, since they're considered halachically somewhat married, there is no issue of Chayim Rabbeinu Gershim. Because Chayim Rabbeinu Gershim means that you're taking a second wife once you already have a wife. You didn't take the wife. It's she became your wife, Min HaShamayim. So to repeat, we started the shir with a question. We started with a question that, according to Agmar, says that Yibam and Chalitza travel together. And if the Ramah holds that if somebody is already married, he can't do Yibam. So if he can't do Yibam, how does the same Ramah say that he could do Chalitza? The answer is that the Ramah is not arguing that there is a Zika. Zika, of course, is created as soon as they're married, as soon as the brother dies. And the Ramah will agree that of course the mitzvah Yibum supersedes the mitzvah of the mitzvah of Yibum supersedes the Chayim Rabbeinu Gerushin. But because they're not considered married, so do chalitza and avoid any problems. Like we quoted a moment ago, the Ritva. Ain't a hagun. What the Rama is saying is it's not appropriate to take a second wife. You're allowed to, but it's ain't a hagun. It's inappropriate. And therefore, what should you do? Do chalitza. Even though halachically, certainly the Rama agrees, you could have done Yibum. The Mechaber, however, holds that Isha Hikdolay Min HaShemayim. If Isha Hikdolay Min HaShemayim, there's no point in not doing the Yibum. Because the Yibum, she's already your wife anyway. So what are you trying to do? Protect the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom? The Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom is already gone because she's already considered your wife. And this question goes to a step further. Because there are those that paskin that even according to the Mechaber, that Yibum may be performed even in a situation where there's a problem of a Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom, say, this is the Shaul Zechuvus Rabbeinu Eliyahu Mizrahi and others, say that the Beis Din should sit down and before the Yibum is performed, they should say that for this person, the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom is not applicable. Now, if that is necessary, is really connected to the two opinions we've explained why the Shulchan Aruch holds that there is no issue of a Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom when someone is already, when there's a mitzvah Yibum. If we say that the pshat is Isha Hiknolay Min HaShemayim, there's no need to be matter the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom. Because she's already your wife. There's no point in going through being matter the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom. She's already considered your wife. If, however, we learn that we need a heter in the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom, and Pash Pshat, yes, as the Gross said, the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that the Rabbeinu Gershom never said his Isser in such a situation. Certainly, because we have a Shaila, and it's not clear, we should take this extra mile, just like we find under certain extenuating circumstances, that a Heter Mei Rabbonim is put in place, so too would there be a Heter on this, make a heter on the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom before the Yibum is performed. There's another way of understanding the Rama, going back to what we asked at the beginning of the Shir, that if the Rama is saying that there's no mitzvahs of Yibum by a situation of Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom, but Chalitza should be performed, and we ask that our Gemara taught us that if there's no mitzvah Yibum, there's no mitzvah chalitza either. It could well be that the Rama is only, and the Beis Meir seems to be saying this, the Rama is only worried about ketata. It could well be that the Rama, in principle, agrees with the Mechaber, that b'makom mitzvah, there is no Mokim Yibum, there is no Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom, for whatever reason we've given. Whether because Isha Eknolay Min HaShemayim, or whether because the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom wasn't said. But Rama is saying, he's worried the Ketata, if somebody's going to have two wives. And therefore, the Rama is giving us practical advice, that in order to avoid the Ketata, in order to avoid having such a situation in the house, just do chalitza. So if that's pshat, our question is very well answered. It's not that the Rama holds that there is no mitzvah Yibum, and therefore we asked if there's no mitzvah Yibum, how can we say that there's a mitzvah chalitza? Avad, the Rama agrees there's a mitzvah Yibum, and it's possible to do Yibum here. But the Rama is giving us practical advice. In this case, certainly do chalitza, because having two wives is not a smart thing to have in the house, machmas ketotam. The Divrei Chaim in Chelek Beis, even as a simen kuf ayin vav, paskins, that certainly even the Chaber who says that b'makim yibum there is no chaim Rabbeinu Gershom, says the Divrei Chaim, if there were a number of brothers of this deceased brother, certainly, says the Divrei Chaim, if there's a brother who's not married, and we don't have to get involved in the question with Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom, that brother is the one to do Yibum Uchalitza. In other words, the way to understand what the Divrei Chaim says is as follows. Even though, as we're going to learn in our Masechta, the mitzvah al agodol sheba achim liyabim, the first mitzvah goes to the oldest brother. Here, the brother who's not married should be the one to do yibum or chalitz that we do. And the reason is, as we're explaining that yibum and chalitza travel together. And if we take the simple wording of the Ramah is saying that yibum cannot be performed in a situation where someone already has a wife, in a situation of the Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom. So now we have the following dilemma, as we've been discussing. If yibum can't be performed, the question is, how could chalitza be performed? So we've explained different answers. But if we have a brother who's not married, that doesn't have the issues that we've identified in this year, and he would be a candidate to equally be able to do yibum and chalitza, he's certainly the brother, says the Divrei Chaim, that should be the one that even if yibum, as Bezman Hazeh, as we quoted the Ramah at the beginning of our shir, yibum is not typically performed, he should still be the brother also who would do chalitza in this case.